Glory to God. I will share with you the manifestation of light. One of the calling of God upon your spirit, upon your life, is to be light to your world. You know, when God calls us to do something, He doesn't just call us. He made us that He wants us to be before calling us to be it. I'll take that again. When God calls us to do something, He doesn't just call us to go and do it. He made us that He wants us to be before calling us to be it. So, when I say God has a calling upon your life to be light to your world, that tells you or means that God has made you light. God wouldn't call you to be something He didn't made you to be. God wouldn't call you to be light to your world if He had not made you light. Praise God. So I want to share something which I tie to the manifestation of light, or the outworking of light, or the fruits of light. You take us to Ephesians chapter number 5, then we'll read it from verse number 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Now this takes away responsibility, first of all, like you did not contribute becoming light. It says you are light in the Lord. It didn't say you are light through your deeds, through your effort, through your making. No, you are light in the Lord. It's independent of your effort or what you can do. The Lord is responsible to make you light, and He has made you light. But it is your responsibility to live as a child of light. The Bible says, live as children of light. Live as children of light. So that's your own responsibility. Light, just like salvation. Salvation is God's responsibility. No man can save himself, and no man can save himself. No one could have died for himself to be acquitted of sins, to be forgiven of sin. Someone has to die. A sinless person had to die, and no one on there was qualified to die for someone else. You see? So Jesus had to come from heaven to do that because He was sinless. So salvation is of God. And everything consistent with salvation, don't forget, they are all of God. Righteousness of God. Eternal life of God. Blessings of God. Are you with me? Light is of God. These things are inherently given by God upon receiving Jesus, upon being born again, being a new creature. These things are inherently, defaultly given by God. So you can't do anything to be righteous. You can't do anything to be light. You can't do anything to have eternal life. There is nothing you could do to have eternal life. He gave them to you as free. The Bible says eternal life is a gift. Righteousness is a gift. And all of these things are gifts from God. Are you getting me? But now, having received these things, having received these divine verities, divine blessings, divine gifts, you have been mandated or become responsible to manifest them. Just like what we read here. He said, you are light in the Lord, in the Lord, in His merit, in His credence, in His ability. He made you light like Himself. So you are light just as Jesus is light. You know, He said in John chapter 8, verse 12, I'm the light of the world. And then in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, He says, you are the light of the world. He said this exactly the same thing. So you are light as He is light. And now it is your responsibility to live as a child of light. That's where the understanding needs to come in, and that's where the balance is important. It says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now work out your salvation. You know, in the preceding verse, it says, not in your strength. For it is God who are the wise, has been at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And then it says, work out your salvation. God works in you. And then again, say, work out your salvation. God works it in you. It is your responsibility to work it out. For people to see it, for people to be blessed by God's rich deposit in you, it is your responsibility to work it out. God's not going to do that for you. He gives you knowledge and wisdom and understanding through his word to do it. But you are solely responsible to manifest it, to how much of God's blessings, glory, power you manifest is your sole responsibility. He has put everything, he has deposited everything inside your spirit. So it's now your responsibility to bring forth by the help of his word and his spirit, which are ever with you. Ever in you and with you. There are things that can be scarce. There are things that could not be available as sometimes, but not the word of God and the spirit of God. Anything else can leave you. People can leave you. Even at times, angels might seem not around. It might seem that angels leave. Angels might leave for a reason. Angels might be far. But not the word of God, not the spirit of God. These are not with you. They are in you. These two, ever in you. Ever in you. The word and the spirit, they cannot leave you. And with these two, you can always bring forth whatever it is you want to bring forth. Now you look at this again. It says, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. There is an instruction, and that's a responsibility. It didn't say God is going to live through you as children of light. It says you should live as children of light. It said now you are light. You are right now, you are light. But then you should live as children of light. And now it shows you the manifestation or the evidence of light. It says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. You know, that's the message, right? The manifestation of light. These are the manifestation of light. Goodness, righteousness, and truth. And truth. These three are not towards God, but towards man. So your goodness has to be towards man. Your righteousness has to be towards man. These are outworking. Okay? These are outworking of goodness. It's not about the inherent goodness in you. It's not about the default nature of righteousness in you. It's not about the truth that you were born of that is in you. No. It's talking about the outworking of goodness. The outworking of righteousness. The outworking of truth. So these are the proof of light. When people see God's goodness in your life, in other words, you minister goodness to people, then they know you are light. When they see you minister righteousness to people, they know you are light. When they see you minister truth to people, they know you are light. When you say minister truth, how do you minister truth? The Bible says speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love. And what does that mean? Speaking the truth in love. It simply means walking truth towards people. Walking truth. Dealing in truth. Dealing in God's truth. That's not the same thing as they ask you, what's your name? Your name is John, you said. Then you said Mike. That means you're not telling the truth. That's not what we are saying. It's not about that kind of truth. We're talking about living out the will of God. Living out the will of God concerning people. Living out the truth. Okay? For example, you find someone who is in need. Find someone who is in need. What is God's truth? What is God's will concerning that needy person? Is to help the person. God will help the needy, right? That's his will. If you find somebody who is sick, what's God's will concerning that sick person? Is to get the person healed. So what do? You get the person healed. What do? You minister to the person's need. You get it now. Living out the truth. Living out God's will. Living out goodness. Walking out, expressing goodness to people. Goodness to people. God's goodness and righteousness. Living out God's standard of righteousness. Living out righteousness. Righteously dealing with people. Not injustice now. You understand? Not dealing with people unjustly. No, justly. Render justice to people. Glory to God. Outworking of rightness. Uprightness. Outworking of righteousness. Outworking, praise God. Now you getting what we share with you, right? Good. So we go to Matthew chapter number 5. You know the message, you remember the message, right? What's the message? The manifestation of light. Or the outworking of light. Or the fruit of light. The Bible says it consists in what? Or goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's the fruit of light. And now look at this. We read it from verse 14 through to 16. Matthew chapter number 5. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Cannot be hidden. Did you get that expression? Cannot. Oh, dear Jesus Christ. That means even if you wanted the city to be hidden, the city cannot be hidden. That tells you what you mean to the world. If you decide not to shine as light, that wouldn't cease. That will make you cease being light. You'll still be light. It's just that you are not functioning. And that has repercussion and consequence. It says, you are the light of the world. A city, a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Even if you want it to be hidden, there is no way it can be hidden. Because it's on the hill. Everyone who passes by is going to see it. It's on the hill. You can't hide it. Maybe you go get tarpaulin and cover it. It still won't be hidden because maybe the tarpaulin will be seen. You can see tarpaulin over there. Then you're going to know something. There's something up there. It cannot be hidden. It can't be hidden. And what you do is just let it shine. Let it be what it is. Yes, that's the word. Let it be what it is. No need to cover it. No need to try to be something else. Let it be what it is. A town on the hill cannot be hidden. Let it be what it is. It is a town on the hill. Look at it. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. It gives light to everyone in the house. Everyone. Both the bad and the good. That's akin to what God says, what the Bible says. It says God causes his light, the sun, to shine on both the righteous and the wicked. On both the righteous and the wicked. and we are God's light, for we are light in the Lord. That's what we are to the world. Our blessings for everybody. Yeah, both the good and the bad. So we are light, so we are here to illuminate them all. And bring the bad into the kingdom and make them good. Glory to God. He said, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Under a bowl. Because of some bad people in the house. You see it now. Instead, he put it on a stand and he gives light to everyone in the house. Do you know some people won't do that? They put on the light and then there's this wicked fellow in the house. They don't want the fellow to use the light because they hate the attitude of the guy and then they are not in good terms. So they carry the light. When the guy comes in, they put a light on that bowl so that the guy should walk in darkness. Oh, dear Jesus. But the Bible said, no, you can't do that. Because both of you will be in the darkness. You see the consequence of not shining as light. You see the consequence of not shining as light. Now, if you have a fellow that is wicked, that is somehow that you dislike the fellow and he hates you, he's a wicked being, then it's a wicked person, then you light your lamp and put it under a bowl. Then both of you will be in darkness because you want the guy to be in darkness. Both of you will be in darkness. You see the consequence of not shining as light. It does not only affect the people. It does not only affect the people that you are not you're supposed to shine and give light to. It also affects you. Because shining therein is first the glory of God. And then your own glory lies in shining. The Bible says, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. As long as you are not shining, that glory will not be seen. Even though it's risen, you're going to dim it by not shining. The intensity of that glory can begin to reduce as long as you are not shining. You see what I'm sharing with you now? He said, no, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, he put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone. Everyone in the house, both the wicked and the good, everyone. Everyone. And that house represents the world, you know that. So we give light to everyone in the world, both the good and the bad. We bring illumination, we bring answer, we bring healing, we bring blessing. We don't say, hey, that guy is not a Christian, I'm going to pray for him. No. It's for everyone in the house. Everyone in the world. Jesus didn't say, you are the light of the good people in the world. No, he didn't say that. He said, you are the light of the world. A town built on the hill cannot be hidden. You can't be hidden from anyone. You are the light of everyone. And you can't be hidden from anyone. Hidden from anyone is at your detriment. Because that's part of failing your purpose. Because part of your purpose, your innate purpose is to give light to everyone. So when you give a light to some, selected some, then you're already failing as light because you ought to give light to everyone. Light doesn't have enemy. Did you know that? Light doesn't have enemy, you know that, right? It doesn't. The sun shines over there. See the wicked people down here, he's giving them light. See the righteous people over there, he's giving them light. The sun shines. Both for the good and for the bad. Everyone see with the light of the sun. The good and the bad. They see with your light. So you don't hide your light and say, because of that bad fellow, it is at your detriment. If you hid the light, you too will not be able to see with the light. Both of you, that fellow you call the wicked man will be in darkness, and you, that is the righteous man, will also be in darkness with him. And believe me, you will end up the same place. I'm telling you. You will end up the same place. Because you are journeying with the same atmosphere and you can only end up the same place. So what do you do? Turn on your light. Bring it out of the under the bowl, wherever you're hidden it. Bring it out. Put it on the lampstand. Let your light shine for the whole world. What kind of light do you hold there? What kind of light? Your light could be healing. Your light could be giving. Your light could be helping. What kind of light? So let it shine. If you are a giver, keep giving and doing more with greater intensity. If you are a helper, keep helping even with greater intensity, with greater carefulness. If you are a leader, lead cheerfully. Lead with integrity. Look at it. Now, you read verse 16. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before others. Get it now. Before others. It didn't say before some good others. It didn't say before some of the good people. It said before others, all others. Let it shine. And that also shows that the responsibility is yours. It didn't say God is going to let your light shine. It said let your light shine. That's your responsibility. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Now, look at it. It's for their benefits. That they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, it's for their benefit and it's also for your benefit. They're going to see two things there. They're going to see your good deeds. Your good deeds. Well, what are the good deeds? Your good deeds, the good deeds of the kingdom, of course. That's the reason they're going to glorify God. They're going to see God's salvation, God's healing, God's love, God's kindness. There are some people who think God doesn't want them to be healed. In fact, they even believe that God is responsible for their sickness. But as you let your light shine and illuminate the truth to them, they will see God's deeds. And see that God is responsible for their healing, for their prosperity, and not for their sickness and poverty. You see, they're going to see God's good deeds. And then inside that deeds, they're going to see your own deed. Because it is through your light they will see those deeds. So they're going to see your glory. Going to see your kind of person. Maybe before now they thought you are a mischievous person. Maybe they thought you are deceptive. But now when they see by your light, they're going to see your kind of person and say that indeed you are light in the Lord. And now what will happen next? The Bible says they will give glory to God. They'll give glory to your Father in heaven. That's the end result. Glory comes to the Father through you. That glory come to the Father through you. Praise God. Now you do more than before. You can say, I have been light. Dude, you have been light all the time. Now do more than before. Shine more brightly. Shine brighter. Shine brighter. Do more with your light. Do more with the blessings of God in your life. Do more with your gifts. Do more with your spiritual endowments and deposit. Do more for the kingdom. Do more, manifest more these blessings of light, these outworkings of light, these glories of light. Glory to God. God bless you. Ranski Bruski Praskara Labado. Lift up your hands and worship God. Give him praise for his word. Adore him and honor him. Precious Father, I give you praise. Adore you, Lord. I give you glory, I give you honor. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. We bless you.